There's a photograph on the back of the book that folded into the new Columbia Masterworks reissue that can make a heart go, in the language of cartoons, ka-thump, ka-thump, ka-thump. Three women in scanty or slit-cut costumes, Edie Adams, known as Edith then, as the ingenue of Dogpatch, Daisy May, Tina Louise as Appassionata von Climax. Look, I'm not the guy who makes up these names. And the flamingly sinuous Julie Newmar as the aptly monikered Stupefying Jones. They all appear in this new remastered original Broadway cast recording of the 1956 musical Little Abner.
Them city folks and weans are pretty much alike, though they ain't used to living in the sticks. We don't like stone or cement, but we is in agreement when we gets down to talking politics. The country's in the very best of hands. The best of hands. The best of hands.
That's Peter Palmer and Stubby Kaye. Now, Little Abner ran for 693 performances on Broadway. Edie Adams won the Tony Award for Best Actress Featured in a Musical. Michael Kidd won for his choreography. But the musical was mounted the same year as Bells Are Ringing and My Fair Lady. Little hard to get attention in that company. But this Columbia Masterworks reissue is drawing new attention to Little Abner, with music by Gene DePaul and lyrics by Johnny Mercer, all inspired, of course, by the Al Cap comic strip. So to help us do just that, joining us from Los Angeles are Daisy May and Stupefying Jones themselves, Edie Adams and Julie Newmar. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Hello, Scott Simon.
Did I slur a word?
Newmar.
Did I slur your name of all things?
Julie. That's okay. I never spoke on stage, and nor did I sing, and there's nothing on the recording of me.
Well, now wait. Let me. The story always was that initially your role, Stupefying Jones, was supposed to last like 10 seconds.
No! Oh, that's so mean.
30 seconds.
It lasted 1 minute and 3/4, I think.
Okay. But wait, I was told you were so good at it and left such a stupefying impression they had to expand it. This was a complimentary story.
No, I think they made me less because I was more. You follow? I would complain to Michael Kidd. I said, Michael, I'm such a good dancer. Why don't I have a big dancing part? Yeah. He says, no. You're just perfect as you are. All you can do is stupefy. That's it. And get off stage.
I remember going to rehearsals. I was married to Ernie Kovacs. And here was this beautiful, tall, tall dancer who always had something on her mind. She was studying. She was doing things. And she always wore bigger clothes. And she just did what she wanted, played guitar and sang in French. And she was the first kind of beatnik. He said, what does she do? I said, you wait and see. Then she came out in this outfit. And he came back after. He said, now I know what she does.
Is there, you know, all of this we want to get you to talk about this because, I mean, of course, Edie Adams, you went on to featured roles in The Apartment, Under the Yum Yum Tree. Boy, I particularly remember The Best Man as Mabel Cantwell, Julie Newmar, of course, My Living Doll, Catwoman. But is there anything more fun than being in a Broadway musical, successful
Mm-mm.
Broadway musical?
No,
there is nothing quite like it. In the 50s was a time when everybody was jockeying for a position in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. The movies were kind of like going down. Television was coming up. But still, live was the only way to be. And most of us were dedicated. It also makes me feel very badly over the years when I've done some wonderful live shows on the road and nobody will ever see them. It's kind of scary.
I have to ask, though, did Little Abner at the time, successful as it was, did the company ever feel overlooked having to play in the same proximity as Bells Are Ringing and My Fair Lady?
Oh, Bells Are Ringing didn't have the kind of dancing that we had.
Nobody
wow.
had the kind of they dancing.
They didn't have live turtles and geese thumping across. There were animals and a pig, too, and it got huge applause.
On stage?
Yes, uh-huh, for the hoedown dance at the very end of Act One, which brought down the curtain.
And for those of us who were nearsighted, as I would come on, they'd say, downstage right, upstage left. That's something that the animals had left a present on the stage.
Oh, a present on the stage, yes.
Oh.
Well, you don't know about those things. We don't tell people.
When you're nearsighted, you have to watch those things.
Let's listen to a little bit, if we could, from this Columbia Masterworks reissue. Edie Adams and I believe Stubby K.
Oh, I know what this is.
I'm past my prime.
What a shame.
And I'm losing time.
Guess the old clock's run down.
17 last spring.
My, what a wasted life.
17 last
Still
spring.
Still without a ring.
Would you become my wife?
I'm past my peak.
Use an early antique.
Look at this physique.
Just hear the old bones creak.
Where there was a glow.
Ain't there a glow no more.
Now the wrinkles show.
Where are my Romeo?
Who'd think of marrying an octogenarian an
87-year-old hag?
When using this position, you lose your disposition.
All the time it's
You can still do it, can't you?
Oh. What was that, 70 last spring? Was that what?
Oh, no, 17 last spring.
I'm putting.
Oh, what lyrics.
Aren't they fun?
Aren't they marvelous?
But as, you know, the first show that I did was Wonderful Town, and I was supposed to be 21. Mm-hmm. And in the second show, I was supposed to be 17. I didn't know what was going to happen when I got to be 30. I was going to be playing a 12-year-old. I
guess. Past your Oh, yes.
Now, Julie Newmar.
Yes.
Do I have this right? It seems to me like about, was it 3 or 4 years ago you were in the City Center encore presentation?
Oh, of Little my Abner? Goodness, yes, 42 years later.
Whoa.
They do it with book in hand, you know?
Yeah, no,
but
I know.
But they, all the singers and people, and it's kind of an up front, it's. See, there's not really sort of indicated scenery, but everyone knows the parts and they do them brilliantly. And wow, did they put on a good production!
But you
really?
Were Stupefying Jones again.
Yes, it was wonderful. You know, you get more applause as you get older.
Well, now
for showing up. Yes.
The way I heard
it,
the way I heard the story from someone who was there to see you is that you brought down the house just by showing up.
Well, I wore the same costume, which is about two layers of net stockings and a patch front and back. And
42 years later, you wore the same
costume? Yeah, well, it wasn't the costume that was the problem for me at all, not at all. It was the shoes. I wore 5-inch heels.
Yes, so that's you have to be a dancer.
Oh, my goodness. I took ballet class every day, sometimes twice a day before, and I would work backstage with all the kids, those 18-year-olds, and warm up with them before we went on. I said, well, if I can dance in those 5-inch heels, then that it'll be a success for me. And, yeah.
Ms. Newmar, could I ask you for a goodbye as Catwoman might give it?
Perfect. Oh, by the way, in September, I'll be in Back to the Batcave, the remaking of Batman.
Batman. All right. Well, how did I guess that? And Edie Adams, you know, they don't have tobacco commercials on broadcasting anymore, but I think there's a line that a lot of people would cherish hearing from you again.
Why don't you pick one up and smoke it sometime?
Nice talking to both of you so much.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you very much. Speaking with us from Los Angeles, Edie Adams and Julie Newmar. They are both on the... Actually, Julie Newmar says she's not on it because she only dances. She doesn't sing. Still, they were all part of the original Broadway cast of Little Abner. The original cast album has been reissued, part of the Columbia Masterworks series. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.